back to the Jack and Tom Show on 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Jack Ebling here with Dave Benton. Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS. You may remember Landon Turner. We had him in the studio. He was a highly touted high school football prospect. Michigan State had been recruiting him. He is down to three schools, North Carolina, Virginia Tech, and West Virginia. He's going to make his announcement tomorrow afternoon. So he's a East Lansing native and moved out that way. His dad was on the faculty out there, and he looked at Michigan State, but he's decided he's going to stay in that area.
Interesting. Yeah. So North Carolina is one of the finalists.
North Carolina, yeah.
You know, I thought Butch Davis would have that program turn around a lot quicker than he has. It's been a little bit rougher than he thought it would be, but I still got faith that he's gonna turn that. He's just too good of a coach, too good of a recruiter for them to not eventually click into gear, possibly win an ACC title.
And as I look at the sleeping giants, you hear that term from time to time, mm-hmm. I've been on the North Carolina campus enough, been in their football building enough, which is incredible. Mm-hmm. I actually was there with Steve Grinzel, and we kind of snuck in when we weren't supposed to go, and, mm-hmm. and we queued up some recruiting stuff and watched it. And, you know, they play James Taylor. In my mind, I'm going to Carolina. By the time you're done, you just want the letter of intent. You got your pen in your hand. You're ready to go. And I've always wondered why North Carolina wasn't better.
I used to love watching Butch Davis, Miami, Florida teams. Yep. They were just so much fun to watch. And yep. I really thought he would bring that to North Carolina. And maybe he still will.
Yeah.
But it's been very disappointing thus far, in my opinion, how they've done since he's taken over.
The letter that Dan Gilbert wrote, the open letter to the fans, if you had owned the Cavaliers, would you have done anything like that?
Probably. I honestly, the more and more I think about it, at first I was like, come on, grow up a little bit, dude. Mm-hmm. But the more and more I think about it, in a city like Cleveland, I want an owner like that. Especially when you've been screwed over like this. I mean, they're in big trouble this year. They don't have any free agents that they can go out and sign. So they got all this cap space with nobody to spend it on. They couldn't even buy Darko Milicic if they wanted to. He's off the market. Mm-hmm. So they needed some sort of rallying cry. And I think he could have worded it better, but I thought the intent that he had behind it, I thought was good. I would have gone a little less ripping LeBron and a little more just saying, hey, we're going to be okay. We're going to be a fantastic franchise. We've got good things going here, blah, 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 blah. But so I think I would have gone away from the LeBron ripping a little bit, but he was bitter. You know what I mean? To be dealt with that way and not even speak to your former employer and say, hey, I'm going here instead. Mm-hmm. It's just unfair.
Which loss would have meant more to the community, and which one would have been maybe in greater sense of emotional crisis? Cleveland right now or East Lansing if Tom Izzo had gone to the Cavaliers?
I think because of the way it went down, I think Cleveland would have been a tougher loss. Just because it is a tougher loss. Just because, you know, Tom Izzo has been here for so many years. And like that we were saying earlier, Tom Izzo didn't necessarily keep people in the dark. He was speaking to MSU.
Yeah, right.
And he did it fairly. And he said, hey, I'm going to search out this job opportunity. And I think because of the way he handled it, East Lansing would have been a lot better off. Now, Cleveland, because of losing LeBron James, they've got almost no good players. They've got almost no value to that team now, whereas Michigan State has one of their best rosters coming back ever. So if they had lost Tom Izzo,
still would have had a great team.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, you hear the song, Can I Get a Witness? Well, there were a lot of witnesses in Cleveland. They just don't like what they witnessed.
Yes.
And they're not going to like what they witness out on the court next year. I cannot see this team even being 500. No, I looked at the roster again. I just can't get fired up with Anderson Varejão as a go-to guy.
I just don't see where the points come from.
No, it's not going to happen. We'll be right back. We're going to talk with Phil Steele, college football guru. We'll be talking with him in just a couple of moments. The Jack and Tom Show, 1320 WILS.